看到文林姊妹和她的母亲在那边。
Now, sometimes you don't know how close you are with somebody until they are far away.
你知道有时直到有人远去，你才意识到他跟你是如此亲近。
And it's one of those strange things that happened to us.
这就是在我们身上发生的一些奇怪的事。
And when we met over there in Austin, we felt very, very close to each other.
当我们在奥斯汀遇到彼此时，我们感觉彼此之间是如此的紧密。
A much stronger feeling than when we were here together.
这种紧密胜过我们在 Houston 一起之时所能感受到的。
So maybe learn to treasure those seniors that still amongst us now.
所以让我们也能够学习来宝贵与我们相聚的这些年长的弟兄姐妹。
Now in a few months there will be a way.
对不起，是高中生们，还有几个月他们就要毕业去去别地。
This is not a good translation.
对不起。
And let's pray for them.
让我们为着这些高中生们要毕业的祷告。
And also that our seniors learn to treasure your house and your house in the Lord.
也让这些高中生们他们能够宝贵他们的家，并且他们在主里的家。
Maybe you will miss us some days.
也许你也会怀念我们。
Right, let's turn to our Bible to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9.
让我们把圣经翻到以弗所书第一章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9.
以弗所书第一章第九节。
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention which he purposed in him.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Chapter 2,
第二章
，verse 11 through verse 16,
十一到十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 11 through 16,
第二章十一到十六节。
Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision.Which is performed in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near.By the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments, contained in ordinance, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.And might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by having put to death the enmity.
第二章十一到十六节，所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，证明原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，原文是因他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉怨仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，即在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Do Father, we do recognize how precious it is that we can gather before your presence.
父，我们真的是宝贵，能够在您的同在当中相聚。
And as we continue worshiping, we open your words, we pray that you grant us that spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
当我们继续我们的敬拜，能够来读您话语的时候，我们真的是祈求您能够赐下那开启智慧启示的灵。
Without the Spirit, we will not be able to enter in the truth in your heart.
若没有圣灵，我们无法进入您心中的实际。
Therefore, this morning we want to commit all of us into your hands.
因此，早上我们愿把每一个人都仰望在您的手上。
We want to humble before you for the speaking, for the translation, and for the hearing.
为着讲的，为着翻的，为着听的，我们愿意谦卑在您的脚前。
So that you can open our eyes, remove the scales from our eyes.
所以您能够来打开我们的眼睛，除掉我们眼上的鳞片。
Therefore, we can enter in the truth that's in your heart.
好叫我们进入您心中的真理。
Again, We give this time into your hands.
我们愿再一次把这时间交在您的手上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
We start with this Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9 that he said, he made known to us the mystery of his will.
我们从以弗所书第一章第九节开始，就是他叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
In God's heart,From the before the foundation of the world, he had this mystery of his will hidden in his heart.
在神的心意里面，在创造世界以先，他的心当中就有这样一个奥秘。
And throughout the history, that mystery remained the single most important thing in God's heart.
在历代历史当中，这一个奥秘就是那神心目当中最重要的一个奥秘。
And this mystery of his will is Christ and the church.
他旨意的奥秘就是耶稣并他的教会。
I think this is nothing new to all of us.
我想这对我们每一个人来说并不是很新的知识。
But what is important is to examine ourselves.Whether our life on this earth is consistent with our understanding of this mystery of His will.
但重要的是，我们今天要来审查自己，我们对于这奥秘的认识与我们在地上真实的生活是否是一致的。
You and I are in church life today.
你和我今天我们都在教会的生活当中。
But we have to examine ourselves.Is our life in the church consistent with the mystery of His will?
我们要来审查自己，我们在教会当中的生活与神旨意是否一致。
And this mystery was conceived before the foundation of the world.
这奥秘在创立世界以前就已经被神所预定。
And this mystery of His will is the content of the entire Bible.
这神旨意的奥秘就是整本圣经的内容。
And this mystery of his will is the key to open the entire Bible.
这旨意的奥秘就是那能够开启整本圣经的钥匙。
So if we truly grasp the mystery of his will, we will be able to read the entire Bible.
若我们能够抓住这旨意的奥秘，我们就能够读懂整本圣经。
Now this mystery is the top secret in God's heart.
这奥秘是神心当中那最高的一个秘密。
But God has revealed this mystery throughout the Bible.
但神在整本圣经当中把这奥秘启示出来。
If you read carefully, it is everywhere.
若我们仔细来读的话，整本圣经各处都是。
For example,
举一个例子。
In Genesis chapter 1:27,
在创世纪一章二十七节。
It read this way,
是这样读的。
God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
神照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Now it's very easy First, just glance over here is no easy, understand.
也许我们很容易就读过，觉着这话很容易明白。
But do you realize there is a mystery of his will hidden in this verse?
但你是否意识到，就在这节圣经当中，就藏着神那旨意的奥秘？
God created man in his own image.
神照着自己的形象造人。
God didn't say create man and woman in his own image.
神没有说照着自己的形象造男造女。
He said in the image of God he created him.
神就照着自己的形象造他是男他。
And then he said male and female he created them.
然后说造男造女他造了他们。
There is a mystery in this verse.
在这节圣经当中有一个奥秘。
There is only one man here.
在这里只有一个人。
Only the man is created in his image.
只有是人，男人是照着他的形象造的。
But what about the woman?
那女人呢？
Is the woman the second person?
女人是那第二个人吗？
No, the woman is not the second person.
不，女人并不是第二个人。
The man and the woman are one person.
男人和女人是一个人。
And that's the person created in the image of his son.
那就是照着他的儿子的形象所造的人。
So this man is Christ.
这就是基督。
And the woman is the church.
那教会就是女人就是教会。
And Christ is the head, and the church is the body of Christ.
基督就是头，教会是基督的身体。
And there is only one man.
只有一个人。
So now you see that this, within this verse, the mystery of his will is hidden.
所以你看到就在这一节当中，他旨意的奥秘就在这里隐藏着。
Just like Ephesians chapter 5.
就好像以弗所书第五节。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one.
为着这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And this mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Now you see how God has given us all kinds of hints in the scripture about the mystery of his will.
所以在这里你看到神在圣经当中给我们各样的线索，让我们得以明白他旨意的奥秘。
Now, if you look into the heart of our Lord Jesus, you will find that church is the treasure of his heart.
若我们看门主耶稣基督的心，就能看到教会是他心中的宝贝。
And Jesus came to this world for the church.
主耶稣来到这地为着他的教会。
But strangely, while he was on earth, he rarely mentioned the word church.
但奇怪的是，当我们主在地上的时候，他很少提到教会这个词。
He kept the mystery in his heart.
这一直在他心中是一个奥秘。
But when the apostle Peter confessed that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, our Lord Jesus cannot help himself.
当使徒彼得宣称你是基督，是永生神的儿子的时候，基督耶稣不能够再抑制自己的内心。
He could not hold back the mystery. Then he followed that said that I will say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
他无法再把这奥秘隐藏在自己心中，一直在自己心中。他就说：“我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
So Peter was the first person, to hear, the word, from the Lord Jesus about church.
所以彼得是第一个从我们主耶稣基督口里听到教会这个词的人。
But does Peter understood what is the church?
彼得明白什么是教会吗？
No, he didn't.
不，他并不知道。
We will see that later.
我们稍后会看到。
Knowing the truth about the church is one thing, and seeing the vision of the church is another.
知道教会的真理是一件事情，看到教会的意象是另外一件事情。
Peter in Matthew chapter 16 heard about the church.
彼得在马太福音十六当中听到了教会这个词。
But he did not see the vision of church until Acts chapter 11.
但直到使徒行传第十一章，彼得才看到教会的意象。
So brothers and sisters, this morning, I do want to challenge all of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天早上我愿意挑战我们每一个人。
I knew most of us know about the truth of the church.
我知道大多数人我们知道教会的奥秘。
But I want to challenge all of us.
但我愿挑战我们每一个人。
Have we seen the vision of the church?
我们是否看到教会的意象？
The differences is as far as the east from the west.
这不同就好如东离西有多远一样。
Knowing the truth is far, far away from seeing the vision of the truth.
知道真理距看到意象还有很远很远的距离。
I sometimes really want to put in front of all of us.
有时我愿把这些放到每一个人的眼前。
Especially our young people in our midst.
特别是在我们当中的年轻人。
Oftentimes, we mix the two. We mix the two.
很多时候我们把两者混杂在一起。
We think that if we know the truth, then I have the vision of the truth.
我们以为我们知道了真理，我们就有这真理的意象。
It's far from that.
并不是如此。
Knowing the truth is very, very different from seeing the vision of the truth.
知道真理与看到真理的意象是非常不同的。
Let me ask you, did Apostle Paul know the truth before he met the Lord Jesus?
让我这样来问你，使徒保罗在见到主耶稣之前，他是否知道真理呢？
He knew the truth, he knew everything in Old Testament.
他知道真理，他知道所有关于旧约的事。
Nobody knew the Old Testament better than Apostle Paul.
事实上，没有人比使徒保罗更清楚旧约。
He knew everything in the Old Testament about Christ.
他知道旧约当中一切关乎耶稣的、基督的。
But he had no vision of Christ.
但他却没有基督的意象。
You see the differences?
你看到这不同了吗？
One, he knew everything.About the truth of the Christ.
他知道一切关乎基督的真理。
But he did not see the vision of Christ until on the road to Damascus.
但直到在去大马士革的路上，他都一直没有看到基督的意象。
Without that vision, he persecuted Christ.
没有这意象，他甚至去逼迫基督。
So that's the differences.
这就是不同。
So, brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to really ask ourselves, do I have the vision of the truth, or I only have truth?
所以弟兄姐妹，十分重要让我们能够来问自己这样一个问题，我们是否有那真理的意象，还是我们单单只有这真理？
So this morning I would like to pose two specific questions to all of us.
所以早上我愿把这样两个问题来展现给我们每一个人。
And I would ask all of us to be honest before the Lord.
我愿请求我们每一个人都在主的面前存一个真实的心。
And answer those questions in truth.
能够在真实当中回答这样的问题。
I would like to use the two examples of seeing the vision of the truth.And use those two examples.
我愿举两一个看到那真理意象的例子，并且使用这两个例子。
And within each example, I would pose a challenge to all of us.
在每一个例子当中，我都愿提出一个挑战。
And the example is a very familiar one.
这个例子是非常熟悉的。
And all of us knew about this.
我们每一个人都知道。
The first example is the vision of Paul.
第一个例子是保罗的意象。
And the second example is the vision of Peter.
第二个例子是彼得的意象。
From those two visions, we want to ask two questions.
从这两个意象当中，我们愿问两个问题。
And I will hope all of us can answer those questions honestly.
我希望我们每一个人都能够诚实地来回答这两个问题。
You know, Paul referred this vision as a heavenly vision.
保罗称这个为从天而来的异象。
He went to Damascus with authority and commission of the chief priests to persecute Christians.
他有了从大祭司来的书信和权力，能够去往大马士革来迫害基督徒。
And at midday, he saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun, shining all around Paul and those who were traveling with Paul.
晌午的时候看见从天发光，四面照着他和他同行的人。
They have fallen to the ground, but Paul heard a voice saying to him in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
他们都扑倒在地，只有保罗听到声音用希伯来话问他说，扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
Paul said, Who are you, Lord?
保罗说，主啊，你是谁？
And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Paul said, What shall I do, Lord?
保罗说，主，我当做什么？
The Lord said, But get up and stand on your feet, for this purpose I have appeared to you.
主说，你起来站着，我特意向你显现。
To appoint you a minister and a witness not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you.
要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
Paul, before seeing these visions,
保罗
he was completely blind.
在看到这异象之前，他完全是瞎眼的。
And as far as the mystery of his will, Paul was blind.
就着神旨意的奥秘来说，保罗是完全瞎眼的。
Until on the road to Damascus.
直到他去往大马士革的路上。
On that day, Paul was smitten to the ground by the light which was brighter than the sun.
那一天他被那胜过日光的强光就击倒在地上。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Have we ever been smitten to the ground by the word of the Lord?
我们是否被主的话击倒在过地上？
I remember back in 1980 when I first heard eternal purpose of the Lord.
我记得在1980年的时候，我第一次听到神永远旨意的奥秘。
I was completely shocked.
我完全震惊了。
I kept asking myself.
我不停地问自己。
How come I never heard this before?
为什么我以前从来没听过这个？
I grew up in the church.
我在教会当中长大。
But I never remember anybody telling me that.
但我从来不记得有任何人跟我讲过这件事。
So when the first time I heard that word, I was so humble.
所以当我第一次听到这个话的时候，我就非常的谦卑。
I was shocked that I didn't know this.
我震惊，因为我从没听过。
The vision always strikes us down.
这异象总是把我们击倒。
No, when the prophet.Isaiah saw the vision of the Lord. He was ruined.
当以赛亚看到异象的时候，他就说：“我灭亡了。”
When Apostle John saw the vision of the Lord, he fell at his feet like a dead man.
当使徒约翰看到主的异象的时候，他说：“他就扑倒在他脚前，好像死了一样。”
So, brother and sister, have we ever been smitten to the ground like that?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是否如此被主击倒在过地上？
It's not enough to know the truth.
这不单单只是知道这真理。
Have you been smitten to the ground by the truth?
你有没有被这真理击倒在过地上？
Well, he was on the ground. He heard a voice.
当他在地上的时候，他就听到这样的声音。
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？
He immediately knew this was the Lord.
他立刻就知道这是主。
There was no doubt in his mind. This voice came from the Lord.
在保罗的思念中，他没有任何怀疑，这声音是从主而来的。
But he did not know who this Lord was.
但他并不知道这是哪一位主。
He did not know when and how he had persecuted the Lord who was speaking to him.
他也不知道在何处，在何里，他曾逼迫过主。
Therefore, he asked the Lord, "Who are you, Lord?"
所以他问主，主啊，我当你是谁
？The Lord said, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting."
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
This was a much bigger strike to Paul than the light.
这对保罗来说，甚至胜过那强光所带来的震惊。
The light merely knocked down the outer man of Paul.
那光让保罗外面的人立刻被击倒在地上。
But this word of the Lord completely overwhelmed the inner man of Paul.
但这主的话却让保罗里面的人被完全淹没。
He could never imagine.The Jesus, his persecutor, was the Christ.
他不能够想象他所逼迫的耶稣就是基督。
In a dramatic fashion, Paul saw that Jesus was the Christ.
在非常戏剧性的一幕当中，保罗看到耶稣就是基督。
But Paul saw even more.
但保罗看到的更多。
The Lord said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting."
主对他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And there is a mystery of his will hidden in this phrase.
在这句话当中就有主隐藏的奥秘。
Jesus was saying,
基督被看见了，耶稣被看见。
耶稣说 If you persecute the follower of me, then you persecute me.
你若逼迫我的跟从者，你就在逼迫我。
The follower of JesusAnd Jesus are one.
跟从耶稣的和耶稣是一个人。
The church and Christ are one.
教会和基督是一体的。
Christ is the head, and church is the body of Christ.
基督是头，教会是基督的身体。
And the head is in the heaven, the body was on earth.
头在天上，身体在地上。
You persecute the church,You persecute the body of Christ.
你逼迫了身体，你就逼迫了基督。
You persecute the body of Christ. You persecute Christ.
你逼迫了基督的身体，你就在逼迫基督。
Suddenly, the mystery of his will was open to Paul.
立时，他旨意的奥秘就向着保罗敞开了。
Then what happened?
那之后发生了什么呢？
This completely changed his life.
这完全改变了他的一生。
And Paul said,What shall I do, Lord?
保罗就对主说，我当做什么？
Paul surrendered himself completely to the Lord.
保罗把自己完全的降服在主的手中。
Before seeing this vision, Paul knew exactly what to do.
在看到这异象之前，保罗知道他要做什么。
After seeing the vision, he had no idea what to do.
当看到这异象之后，他完全不知道自己当做什么。
Then he said, "What shall I do, Lord?"
所以他就说，主啊，我当做什么？
This is the turning point of his life.
这是保罗生命转折点。
Seeing the vision of Christ and the church.
看到基督和教会的异象。
This will be the turning point of everybody's life if you have seen the same thing.
若我们与保罗所看到的是同样的事，对我们每人来说，这都将是我们生命的转折点。
No one can see the vision of Christ and the church and remain the same.
没有人能够看到教会和基督的意象之后还像原来一样。
No one can see the vision of the Christ and the church and still not surrendering himself to the Lord.
没有人能看到教会和基督的意象之后还不把自己降服在主的手上。
Brothers and sisters, if we have not surrendered ourselves to the Lord, that means we have not seen the vision of the Christ and the church.
弟兄姐妹，若我们还没有把自己完全降服在主的手中，这就是说我们还没有看到过基督和教会的意象。
Paul saw the vision and surrendered to the Lord on the same day.
保罗看到这一项，并在同一天把自己降服于神的手中。
Brothers and sisters, that is seeing the vision of Christ and the church.
弟兄姐妹，这就是看到基督和教会的意象。
Now I want to pose that question to you now.
现在我愿提出这样一个问题。
The truth of Christ is written in the Old Testament everywhere.
关乎基督的真理在旧约各处都有提到。
But that truth was not in Paul's heart.
但这真理现在在保罗的心里。
不在保罗的心里。
不在保罗的心里。
Until he saw the vision of Christ.
直到他看到基督的意象。
So there is a difference by reading the truth in the scripture and having the truth in your heart.
所以单单去读这经上所记的真理与把这真理放在心里是有很大不同的。
So I want all of us to ask ourselves these questions.
所以我愿每一个人都能问自己这样一个问题。
Have I seen the vision of Christ and the church?
我是否见过基督与教会的意象？
If you have seen it,
若你见过，
why have not surrendered yourself to the Lord yet?
但还没有把自己降服在主的手里。
It's not possible.
这是不可能的。
Every person who has seen the vision of Christ and the church will surrender himself completely to the Lord.
每一个看到过基督和教会真意象的人，都会把自己完全的降服在主的手中。
Therefore, we need to examine ourselves in honest way. Have I surrendered myself to the Lord?
因此，我们要诚实的来问自己：我是否有把自己完全的交在主的手里
？If I have not surrendered myself to the Lord, it's a proof that I have not seen the vision of the Christ and the Church.
若我还没有把自己降服在主的手中，这就证明了我还没有看到过基督和教会的意象。
Therefore, Paul has a deep burden for Ephesians.
因此，比保罗向着以弗所有这样一个负担。
Getting the vision is not about something you can do yourself.
获得这样的意象并不是我们自己所能做什么的。
God has to give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
神必须把那开启智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
This is the prayer that we need to have.
这是我们需要的祷告。
This is the prayer that parents need to have for your children.
这也是我们需要为着我们的孩子所有的祷告。
This is the prayer that all of us need to have for one another.
这也是我们为着彼此所要有的一个祷告。
Because if we do not pray this way, if our brothers and sisters do not see the vision of Christ and the church, they will not surrender themselves to the Lord.
因为我们若不如此祷告，我们的弟兄姐妹没有见到过这一项，他们无法把自己降服在主的手里面。
Therefore, the burden is there for Paul to pray.
因此，保罗里面有这样一个负担要祷告。
And I hope that all of us would understand that this is the burden that we need to have.
因此，我希望我们每一个人都明白，这也是我们当有的负担。
When we do gather together to pray, this is what we need to pray.
当我们一同聚集祷告的时候，这是我们所要祷告的。
There are many other things we need to pray.
是的，我们有很多其他的事要祷告。
But this is number one.
这是第一位的。
This is top priority.
这是有最高位的。
It's our ability to see the vision of Christ and the church.
是我们能够看到基督和教会的意象。
So this is the first question is if whether the truth of the Bible is actually in your heart.
所以这是第一个问题，圣经的真理是否在你的心中？
And the only way.To move the truth from the Bible into my heart is my ability to see the vision of the mystery of His will.
唯有当我能够看到他旨意的奥秘，才能够让这圣经的真理进入到我的心里。
And the only way for us to see the vision is to pray.
唯一能够让我们看到这意象的道路就是祷告。
To pray for ourselves, to pray for each other's.
为着自己祷告，也为着彼此祷告。
And if we pray this way, the Lord will reveal that vision to us.
若我们如此祷告，神就要启示我们。
Now let's look at the second vision.
那我们看第二个意象。
This vision given to Apostle Peter.
这意象是给使徒彼得的。
Peter was staying with a tanner named Simon.
彼得在
Joppa.
彼得在一个俏皮匠西门的家里。
He went up on a roof, a housetop to pray at noon.
他约在正午上房顶去祷告。
And he became hungry and was desiring to eat, but fall into a trance.
他觉得饿了，想要吃，却魂游向外。
And he saw the sky open up, and an object like a gray sheet coming down, lowered by four corners to the ground.
他看见天开了，有一物降下，系着四角。坠在地上。
And there were in it all kinds of four-foot animals and crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air.
里面有各样四足的兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。
A voice came to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat."
又有声音向他说，彼得起来，宰了吃。
Remember, Peter was hungry.
记得彼得是饿的。
But Peter said,
但彼得却说，
"By no means, Lord." For I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean.
主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。
Again, a voice came to him a second time. What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy.
第二次有声音向他说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
This happened three times, and immediately the object was taken off into the sky.
这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。
And this is the vision of church.
这就是教会的意象。
The wild animals and crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air.
那四足的兽和昆虫并天上的飞鸟。
To Jews, these animals were unclean and unholy.
对犹太人来说，这些是不洁净的俗物。
And these animals in this vision represent the Gentiles, like us.
在这意象当中，这些东西就代表着那些外邦人，我们也是其中。
We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were unclean and unholy.
我们曾死在罪和过犯当中，我们是不洁净的，也是不圣洁的。
The Gentiles were called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision.
这些外邦人被那受过割礼的人称作未受割礼的。
We're separated from God, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise.
我们是与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人。
Brother, sister, there's no bigger division between the division between the Gentiles and the Jews.
弟兄姐妹，再没有比犹太人与外邦人之间的分隔更大的分隔了。
It's not only a division of a race, it's a division of a culture, a division of custom, the division of language, the division of religions.
这不仅仅只是种族上的不同，更是文化、习俗、语言和信仰上的不同。
In the eyes of the Jews, the Gentiles were unclean, unholy, just like this animal in the sheet.
对犹太人来说，外邦人是不洁净、不圣洁，就好像那些野动物一样。
Peter said, "By no means, Lord, I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean."
彼得说，主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。
Eating means fellowship spiritually.
在属灵上，吃就意味着交通。
So Peter had never fellowship with the Gentiles.
所以彼得从没与外邦人有过交通。
In Peter's heart, there was a barrier of the dividing wall between Jews and the Gentiles.
在彼得的心中，犹太人和外邦人当中有那样一条，有一道隔断的墙。
You know, in the temple built by Herod,
你知道在圣殿当中，
there was an outer court.And there was an inner court.
有外院和内院。
In the inner court, you will find holy of holies, a holy place.
在内院当中有圣所和至圣所。
And you also find the priest's court.
你也看到祭司的院。
And outside of that, you have woman's court.
在那之外，你看到女院。
And woman's court, was the place that the whole house of Israel gathered together during the festivity.
女院就是以色列人全族一起聚集的地方。
And outside of that, there was a barrier of the dividing wall.
在那以外有一条隔断的墙。
Then outside is the outer court.
在那以外就是外院。
And no Gentile was allowed to cross the dividing wall.
没有一个外邦人被允许能够越过这道墙。
And there was a warning sign.
在那上面有一个警示的标记。
And the warning sign has such words inscribed on it.
在警示的标记上这样写着。
He said, no foreigner is to go beyond the wall and the plaza of the temple zone. Whoever is caught doing so will have himself to blame for his death, which will follow.
外国人不得越过此墙和圣所的广场，若越过时被抓住，他就将被处死，并自己为此负责。
And this wall, this dividing wall, was deeply rooted in the heart of every Jew.
在每一个人犹太人的心中都深深根植着这样一条分隔的墙。
In fact, this dividing wall was the reason they put Apostle Paul in prison.
事实上，这样一条分隔的墙就是他们把保罗放到监狱当中的原因。
Therefore, Paul can say, "I was in prison on for you."
因此，保罗说，我为你们被投入到监里。
But we praise the Lord.
但我们赞美主。
This barrier of the dividing wall was broken down by the cross and the blood of Christ.
我们赞美主，这隔断的墙被主和他所流出的宝血拆毁了。
For Christ himself is our peace, who have made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
因他是我们的和睦，将两下合二为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Now I want to ask another question to you.
我愿问大家第二个问题。
The barrier of the dividing wall was broken down on the cross.
那隔断的墙在十架上被拆毁了。
This is the fact.
这是事实。
But then why this barrier of the dividing wall still exists in Peter's heart?
那为什么这隔断的墙还在彼得的心里面存留呢？
Do you see that? This wall...was not removed until Acts 11.
你看到了吗？这隔断的墙直到《使徒行传》第十一章才被除去。
Therefore, this wall was still in Peter's heart.
因此，这隔断的墙仍在彼得的心里。
That's why Peter said, "By no means."
因此，彼得说不可。
By no means means there was a wall.
他说这是不可的，就是证明那里还有一条隔断的墙。
Is this barrier of dividing wall in our heart today?
今天这隔断的墙是否在我们的心里面呢？
That's the question I want all of us to consider.
这是我愿我们每一个人都来思想的问题。
We all agree. We all confess the barrier of the dividing wall was broken down on the cross.
我们都同意，我们也都承认，那隔断的墙在十架上已经被拆毁了。
But why in our heart there are still barriers?
但为何在我们的心中还有间隔呢？
Do you have any barrier with any other person?
你与其他人是否有任何的间隔呢？
Do brothers and sisters, do you have barrier in your heart?
弟兄姐妹，在你心中有间隔吗？
If you do still have barrier, just like Peter,
若你像彼得心中还有间隔
then we need to ask, was the barrier broken down on the cross already?
那我们就要问，是否这间隔已在十架上被拆毁了？
I hope everyone can consider this honestly.
我愿每一个人都能够诚实地来思考这个问题。
Do I have barrier in my heart still?
我是否在心中仍有着间隔？
If I still have, why I still have the barrier if the barrier was broken down already on the cross?
若这间隔在十架上已被拆毁，为何我的心中还有着间隔？
This is a very important spiritual question.
这是一个非常重要的属灵问题。
Because there are other similar things like that.
因为有很多类似的事情。
For example,
举例说
，We have been crucified with Christ. This is a fact.
我们已与基督同钉十字架，这是事实。
But why do we feel the self is very much alive in us?
但我们为何感到自己里面那个己还是如此的鲜活
？It was dead on the cross.
他在十字架上已经被钉死了。
But it's still alive in me.
但在我里面好像还活着。
The barrier was broken down on the cross.
在十字架上间隔已被拆毁。
But why do I still have the barrier in my heart?
但为何在我心里还有这间隔
？How can I remove that barrier?
我当如何去掉这间隔呢
？The only way you can remove that barrier that was broken down on the cross is to see the vision of the church.
唯有当看到教会的意象，我们才能够去拆毁那在十字架上已经拆毁的墙。
When Peter saw this vision of the church, on that day, the barrier was removed.
当彼得看到教会的意象时，那一天这墙就被拆毁了。
It was already removed on the cross.
它在十字架上已经被拆毁。
But Peter didn't see the vision.
但彼得没有看到这意象。
The moment Peter saw the vision, the barrier in his heart towards the Gentiles was removed.
当彼得看到这异象时，他心中向着外邦人的墙立刻就被拆毁了。
Brother and sister, this is what we need today.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们今天所需要的。
After seeing the vision, Peter was invited to the house of Cornelius, who was a Gentile.
在看到这异象之后，彼得被邀请到哥尼流家，他是外邦人。
In normal circumstances, this was like eating unclean animals.
在罗马书第六章当中讲到，这就好像吃那不洁净的动物。
But Peter was changed by the vision, and he came to fellowship with the household of Cornelius.
但彼得被改变，他就去与哥尼流一家交通。
Then he said to them, "I most certainly understand now that God is not impartial."
他就对他们说：“我真看出神是不偏待人。”
But in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him.
原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。
Through the vision, God removed the barrier of the dividing wall from Peter's heart.
借着这异象，神就把彼得心中那隔断的墙拆坏了。
And he realized.What God has cleansed, no longer considered unholy.
他就意识到神所洁净的不可当作俗物。
May the Lord give us the vision so we can remove all kinds of barriers of the dividing wall between us.
愿神给我们这样的意象，好叫我们能够来除掉我们心中一切隔断的墙。
No language is a barrier.
语言就是一条隔断的墙。
It's like a barrier of a dividing wall.
就好像那隔断的墙一样。
And you know, I work with many nationality people from many nationalities.
我与很多从不同国家来的人一同工作。
And I realize it is true for every race and every nation.
我意识到对每一个国家每一个种族的人。
You know, everybody would like to speak in their mother tongue.
每一个人都愿意用自己的母语来说。
I can see my Dutch friend. They speak English slowly, but they speak Dutch very, very fast.
我可以看到我荷兰来的国家，他们用英语交通很慢，但若用荷兰语交通就非常的快。
And this is true for everybody.
这对每一个人来说都是很真实的。
So whenever they have a chance, they speak each other in Dutch.
所以当他们有机会的时候，他们就彼此用荷兰话交通。
And they can speak very, very quickly.
他们可以说得非常的快。
Then when we show up, they change.
当我们出现的时候，他们就会换。
Language is a barrier.
语言是一个间隔。
But that barrier was broken down on the cross.
但这间隔在十字架上已经被拆毁了。
Today it still exists in our heart.
今天是否在我们心里仍然存留？
It is still in our heart.
今天在我们心里仍然存留。
The only way to remove that barrier is to see the vision of the church.
唯有看到教会的意象，才能够拆毁这一条间隔。
Age is a barrier.
年龄也是一个间隔。
Now, everyone wants to fellowship with saints at a similar age.
每一个人都愿与自己年纪相仿的圣徒交通。
But we miss out a lot.
但我们因此就会失去很多。
So I encourage all of us to examine this barrier and ask the Lord to remove that barrier.
所以我恳求每一个人都能够来审查这样一个间隔，也求主能够除掉这样的间隔。
Because we are limited spiritually by having this age barrier in our heart.
因为若我们心中有这样年龄的间隔的话，我们在属灵上就很受限。
And there's a barrier between us and those we do not know that well.
在我们与那些我们所不熟悉的人之间也有间隔。
It's a natural barrier.
这是很自然的一个间隔。
Therefore, we like to get together with those we knew already.
因此我们愿与那些我们很熟悉的人一同聚会。
But then we never have chance to get to know those we do not know.
那我们就没有机会去认识那些我们不认识的人。
This barrier was broken down on the cross already.
这间隔在十架上已经被拆毁了。
But it's still in our heart.
但却仍在我们的心里。
The fact that it's still in our heart is because we have not seen the vision of the church.
这间隔仍在我们心里，是因为我们没有见到那基督的意象，教会的意象。
There are many barriers in our heart.
在我们心中有各样的间隔。
Prejudice is a barrier.
偏见也是间隔。
Pride is a barrier.
骄傲也是一个间隔。
There are so many barriers in our heart.
在我们心中有如此多的间隔。
But good news is, all these barriers have been broken down on the cross.
但好消息是，一切的间隔都在十架上被拆毁了。
There's no reason in our heart there's any barrier anymore.
在我们心中没有任何理由还存留任何的间隔。
As long as we can see the vision of the church.
只要我们能看到教会的意象。
The moment we see the vision of the church, God will remove all the barriers from our heart.
那一刻当我们看到教会的意象时，神就能除掉一切的间隔。
So brothers and sisters, these are the two questions I pose to all of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是我向每一个人的两个问题。
Is the truth in the scripture, in the Bible, is in my heart.
圣经上的真理是否在我心中？
Do I still have a barrier in my heart toward other brother sister?
在我心中向着其他弟兄姐妹是否还有间隔？
And the solution to both questions is the vision of the church.
解决这两个问题的答案就是教会的意象。
This truth is not new to us.
这真理对我们来说并不是新的。
So the burden this morning is not to teach the truth of the church.
所以早上我的负担不是要教导关于教会的真理。
The burden this morning is ask whether we have seen the vision of the church.
我的负担是来问大家有没有看到过教会的意象。
If we have truly seen, truly see the vision of the church,
若我们实在看见过教会的意象,
then we will become body conscious.
那我们就会有身体的感觉。
So what is body consciousness?
什么是身体的感觉?
I think I need to give you some example to really illustrate the body consciousness.
我想我要给大家一些例子，让大家能够明白什么是身体的感觉。
A body conscious member will never complain about another member in the same body.
若有身体的感觉，这个身体当中的肢体永远不会向其他的肢体有抱怨。
That's body consciousness.
这就是有身体的感觉。
Therefore we need to ask ourselves, do I have a complaintToward another brother or sister.
因此我们要问自己，向着其他的弟兄姐妹，我们是否有过抱怨。
That is not body conscious.
那不是身体的感觉。
No, I have an implant tooth.
我有一个种过的牙，种植的牙。
I don't know whether anybody else over 60 have implant tooth.
我不知道在我们当中超过六十岁的弟兄姐妹有没有种过牙。
This morning I saw many raise their hands.
早上我看到很多人举起了他们的手。
I won't ask you to raise the hand. You have an implant tooth.
我不会让你举起手问你有没有种的牙。
You know the implant tooth is excellent.
种植的牙是非常棒的。
It works nicely.
它工作的非常好。
I can't even tell the differences between the implanted one and my old one.
我甚至不能够区分这两者之间的区别。
But there is one problem.
但有一个问题。
You know, the food gets stuck in the implanted teeth very easily.
食物很容易就藏在那种植的牙里面。
So what do I have to do?
那我要怎么办呢?
I have to floss them out.
我就要用牙线清除出来。
How many times I floss my teeth?
每一天我要多少次来清理牙齿呢
？Minimally three times.
至少要三次。
I have to carry my floss along with me.
所以我要带着牙线与我一起。
But my hands never complain about that.
但我的手从来没有为此抱怨过。
No, I need to floss three times each day.
你知道我每一天都要用牙线清理三次。
And I might have to do the rest of my life.
也许我余下的日子都要如此做。
So my hand is doing the same thing three times every day.
每一天我的手都要做这样的事三次。
How boring that was.
这是何等的无聊。
Floss my teeth.
去用牙线清理我的牙。
But my hand never complained.
但我的手从来没有抱怨过。
My hand does this happily.
我的手非常乐意去这样做。
Because without doing that, I would not be comfortable.
因为若不做的话，我就会觉着不舒服。
My hands are body conscious.
我的手是有身体的感觉的。
My hand is not about my hands.
我的手不单单只为着我的手。
This is called body consciousness.
这就是身体的感觉。
Brother and sister, are we body conscious?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有身体的感觉？
Maybe you're doing something year after year.
也许你在做一件事一年又一年。
Maybe you have done 5 years by now.
也许你五年都做这样的事。
Are you tired of doing it?
你是否为此感到劳累?
Then you're not body conscious.
那你就没有身体的感觉。
Because only my hand can floss, my feet cannot do it.
因为唯有我的手能够来替我清理牙齿，我的脚不可以做。
My eye cannot do it.
我的眼睛也不能做。
My ears cannot do it.
我的耳朵也不能做。
My nose cannot do it.
我的鼻子也不能做。
No other members of my body can do this work.
我身体当中任何其他的肢体都不能够来清理牙齿。
Only my hands can do.
只有我的手能够。
And the hand knows about it.
头知道这件事情。
So the head sends instruction every time to the hands, not to the feet.
所以每一次头都把这指令交给我的手，而不是我的脚。
If my hand hold fast to the head, my hand would never complain about this.
若我的手服从我的头，每一次他都不会有任何的抱怨。
Brother and sister, are we body conscious?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否有身体的感觉？
Are we holding fast to the head?
我们是否持于元首?
If we do, we will never complain about any services in the body of Christ.
若我们如此做,我们对身体当中任何的服事都不会有任何抱怨。
No matter how many times you have done it, no matter how many years you have done it.
无论你做了多久,无论你做了多少次。
It's for the body, for the good of the body.
是为着身体的益处。
It's not good for the hands.
不是为着手的益处。
The hand never said, I have done this thing enough. I need to learn how to run now.
手从来没有说我已经清理牙齿够了，我现在要学习如何去跑。
I need to learn how to see.
我要学习如何去看。
I need to learn how to smell.
我要学习如何去闻。
I need to know how to hear.
我要学习如何去听。
But it is the hand.
但那是手。
But sister, this is body conscious.
弟兄姐妹，这是有身体的感觉。
A body conscious member will know the body cannot do without him or her.
一个有身体感觉的人知道身体离了他或他不行。
An old dear brother George Cotting has a famous quote.
我们一位老弟兄乔治卡廷有这样一个非常有名的话。
He said, I cannot do without Christ. Christ cannot do without me.
他说，我不能没有基督，基督不能没有我。
This is body conscious.
这是有身体感觉的。
How many of us realize that Christ cannot do without you?
我们有多少人意识到基督不能没有我？
Now we read last week, last Sunday, when God saw that there was no man, was astonished that there was no one to intercede.
上周我们读到以赛亚书当中，主他见无人代求，甚为诧异。
Why was God astonished?
为什么神他感到诧异？
Because God cannot do without you.
因为神没有你不行。
How many of us realize this?
我们有多少人有这样的认识？
Maybe you think, no, I don't go to prayer meeting. Somebody else will.
也许你会觉着我不去祷告机会，别人会去的。
It's not important. My prayer is not important.
我的祷告并不重要。
There are other brothers to cover for me.
有其他的弟兄姐妹能够来替代我。
That's not body conscious.
这不是有身体的感觉。
Christ cannot do without you.
基督离了你不行。
That is body conscious.
这是身体的感觉。
You may think that spending time prepare for Bible study is not important because I don't contribute anyway.
也许你会觉着花时间去预备周五的查经没有什么意义，因为我总是没有很多的供应。
You're wrong.
错了。
Christ cannot do without you.
基督不能没有你。
Maybe you think that, you know, coming to the Lord's table on time is not important because I don't pray anyway.
也许你会觉着准时来擘饼机会并不重要，因为我无论如何都没有祷告。
That's not body conscious.
这并没有身体的感觉。
Whether you pray or not, Christ cannot do without you.
无论你是否祷告，基督不能没有你。
Now, if you by the grace of the Lord, come here on time, you will encourage so many other brothers and sisters.
若因着神的恩典，你能够准时到来，对其他弟兄姐妹来说，你真是一个激励。
Maybe you haven't really served for too long. Then you think that.God can do the service without me.
也许你还没有很长久的侍奉，你会觉着神不需要我来服侍。
There are many others who are more capable.
有其他更有能力的人。
I've done this for so long.
我没有这样做很久。
I have done this. 我已经做了很久。
我已经做了很久。
But I want you to know, Christ cannot do without you.
但我愿你知道，基督不能没有你。
This is body consciousness.
这是身体的感觉。
Some of you think that whether or not I go to summer conference is not important.
有些人会觉着我是否去夏令会并不重要。
You know, I'm just one person. I'm just one family.
我只是一个人，我只是一家。
There are other families. There are other brothers and sisters.
有其他弟兄姐妹，有其他的家庭。
That's not body consciousness.
这不是身体的感觉。
The summer conference cannot do without you.
夏令会不能没有你。
Cannot do without you. Cannot do without your family.
不能没有你，不能没有你的家。
If you think that way, then you are body conscious.
若你如此思想的话，你就有身体的感觉。
Now we go to summer conference every year.
我们每一年都去夏令会。
Why do we go there?
我们为什么要去呢？
Recently, we're reading Habakkuk.
最近我们在读哈巴谷书。
No, you read in the chapter 1, the prophet has all kinds of questions in his heart.
当读到第一章的时候，先知哈巴谷心中有各样的疑问。
The whole chapters are questions from his heart.
整个第一章都是他心中的疑问。
Then on the second chapter, verse 1, he was brought to a high place.
第二章上他就被带到一个高处。
And he saw the visions.
他就看到了异象。
By the end of the chapter 2, his spirit was so quiet.
第二章的末了，他就如此的安静。
This is the reason we go to summer conference.
这是我们要去夏令会的原因。
So that will give the Lord an opportunity to show himself to us.
我们让主有机会能够向我们显现他的自己。
We go to a spiritual higher ground.
我们来到属灵的高处。
Move away from the questions in our heart.
能够让我们心中各样的疑问去除。
Allow us to see the vision of Christ and the church.
让我们看到基督和教会的意象。
Then all the questions will dissipate.
那我们心中一切的问题都要消失。
The body consciousness comes from the vision and revelation.
身体的感觉来自意象和启示。
When you see the vision will control and direct the rest of your life.
当你看到这意象，这意象要控制并带领你余下的年日。
Paul says, "So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision."
所以保罗向亚基帕王说，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
If you are body conscious,
若你有身体的感觉，
you will look at every decision of your life in this context.
那你就要对待你生命中每一个决定如此。
You will ask yourself if this decision builds up the body of Christ.
你就会问这个决定是否能够建立神的教会。
Or if this decision negatively impacts the body of Christ.
还是这决定要负面的影响基督的身体。
If you examine every decision in your life in this way, your body conscious.
若你生命当中每一个决定都这样来询问的话，你就是有身体感觉的。
We no longer live individually.
我们不再个人的生活。
We are part of the body of Christ.
我们是基督身体的一部分。
We're making decision every day.
我们每一天都要做决定。
Our young senior are making decision just now.
我们年轻的高中生现在就要做决定。
When we make the important decision in our life,
当我们在生命当中做重要决定的时候，
we need to place that decision before the Lord.
我们要把这决定放在主的面前。
Ask the Lord if that decision builds up the body of Christ or not.
来问主，这决定是否能够建立神基督的身体。
Are you willing to change a decision if the Lord reveals to you that this decision does not build up the body of Christ?
若主向你启示，你的决定并不能建立基督的身体，你是否愿意来改变你的决定？
If you willing, then you are body conscious.
若你愿意的话，你就是有身体感觉的。
We may the Lord give us this desire.
愿主给我们这样的愿望。
And to see the vision of Christ and the church.
能够来看那教会和基督的意象。
So we can live a body conscious life.
所以我们能够过一个有身体感觉的生活。
I don't believe for a second that Apostle Paul ever regretted his decision.
我不认为使徒保罗曾有任何关于后悔过他的人生。
Not even for a second.
连一秒他都没有后悔过。
On the other hand, if you do not pursue this,
另外一方面说，若我们不如此行，
there'll be some day in our life we look back with regret.
总有一天我们要回头看并懊悔。
Why have not made that decision?
为什么我们没有这样来决定？
May the Lord bless us, with this burden.
愿主把这负担祝福在我们心里。
The burden to see the vision of church, the vision of Christ.
这负担是要来看到那关乎基督和教会的意象。
And turn that burden into prayers.
把这负担变成祷告。
That's why we pray together.
那就是我们为什么一同来祷告。
That's why we said prayer is important.
那是为什么我们说祷告是很重要的。
It's critical.
是非常重要的。
It's essential.
是很基本的。
Then we need more of them.
我们需要更多的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come together and worship you and open your words for fellowship.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够一同聚集，也在 交通当中来阅读您的话语。
And we pray for every brother and sister sitting here before you.
我们为着每一个坐在您面前的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And we pray that this morning, by the Holy Spirit, you put a real burden in our heart.
我们祷告早上借着圣灵，你把那真实的负担摆在我们里面。
A burden, a desire to see the vision of Christ and the church.
这愿望是要看那关乎教会和基督的意向。
Not only we have this burden, you encourage us to turn that burden into a prayer.
让我们不仅有这意向，你也让这意向能够来成为一个祷告。
Just like Apostle Paul turned that burden into a prayer.
就好像保罗能够把这意向变成一个祷告。
And so we can pray together with brother and sister, no matter where we are.
所以我们能够开始与弟兄姐妹无论在何处都一同祷告。
So that this vision can be seen by your body.
所以让你的身体能够看到这样的意向。
So that our life in the church is consistent with the vision of the Christ, of Christ and the church.
让我们在教会的生活能够与我们看到教会和基督的意向是一致的。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。